From NPR News, it's Day to Day. More now on financial institutions in trouble. The California bank IndyMac reopened today, but now it's run by the feds. Customers lined up this morning to take their money out of IndyMac. It is the second largest U.S. financial institution ever to fail. There could be more to come. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here now. And Amy, let's talk about IndyMac first. What went wrong?
A lot. IndyMac is one of those lenders that made a lot of loans with lax underwriting standards and lost money when those loans went bad. The bank also relied heavily on selling its loans to investors in the form of mortgage-backed bonds. And as the market for those securities dried up, IndyMac took a big hit. So on Friday afternoon, after customers had raced to withdraw more than $1 billion in just 11 days, regulators stepped in to take over. And today the bank reopened as IndyMac Federal Bank. Regulators will now try to find a buyer.
Amy, this is the fifth bank failure so far this year. Who's next?
Analysts are trying to figure that out. Bank regulators actually keep a list of troubled banks, though they don't make it public. And there are some 90 institutions on that list right now, though apparently IndyMac wasn't on it. I spoke earlier with Aaron Fine. He's a consultant to the banking industry with Oliver Wyman Financial Services. Fine says there are some 8,000 financial institutions in this country, and many of them were lending in similar ways.
So you look across all those institutions, and I think you have to expect that there will be some more failures. Now, how big those institutions are, I think, is a question mark. But I think certainly we will probably see more failures before it's done.
Well, Amy, IndyMac certainly was a big one. What happens to customers when a bank that size goes under?
Well, if you have an account worth up to $100,000, it's automatically insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC. So those customers have nothing to worry about. They get their money back. But regulators say some 10,000 depositors at IndyMac exceeded that limit. Another consultant I spoke to told me those people could get maybe 50 to 75 cents on the dollar back. And all told, the FDIC estimates the IndyMac takeover could cost between $4 and $8 billion.
So customers are actually losing money on this. Does the FDIC have enough funds to cover all the losses?
The FDIC says yes. I mean, they aren't expecting anything like the bank failures of the late 80s and early 90s when well over 1,000 insured institutions closed. Predictions now range from dozens in the next few years to maybe a few hundred. And if need be, the FDIC will raise more money from the insurance fees it charges financial institutions.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.